Welcome to another edition of the Get Drunk With Us podcast. On this week's episode, we once again play that game.
Name that song!
Super drunk edition.
Sleeping.
Alright.
Shit.
Guys.
How long has it even been on? Have we already messed up?
Alright. That's good. It says a lot. Guys, I'm Daryl. Welcome back to another episode of Name That Song on the Get Drunk With Us podcast. You know, it feels like it's been months since we've been together. Since the first one, right, guys? At least, like, we've all been doing stuff and been busy, but you know what happened? I got a magical email from all you fucks. Like, last night.
An
I said email. Yeah, I don't text these people. I don't text all of you. I feel comfortable giving you guys my email.
I just send letters in the mail.
I don't trust that
this podcast.
The internet steals your identity.
I'm sure.
My grandma's told me a million times.
Electronic mail is untrustworthy.
We promised you guys Nick Kroll. We didn't get around to it because it's only been about 20 minutes since we did the last podcast.
Continuity.
20 days. 20 days and 20 nights.
We got the same cast joining us again today, but we're going to keep it down a little bit. Lauren's a little sleepy. It's a podcast. You guys can't see it, so just trust us. We got six strong. We got Chris, Rob, Ashley, Matt, Deb, and myself, Daryl. And we are ready to kick off another fun round of Name That Song. I vote Rob because your notebook holds so many fucking questions and mysteries.
And you only used two.
And you're prepped as fuck for this, so I want you to kick off this round, sir.
Oh, my.
Give us a word.
Oh, my.
Give it a whirl, if you will.
Back.
Back
will be my word.
Back.
Baby got back.
Baby got back.
LA face with an Oakland booty, but also wrong. Thank you. That one was loud enough.
That was good. Yeah, that's good. That's a good dog.
At least three, maybe four. I'm going to decide as I go.
Ooh.
I'm too drunk to.
Can you do that?
To definitively.
Three, maybe four? What discerns the fourth one?
I don't know. You got to pick one. I feel I want to make you pick one right now for all of our sake.
Three or four. Pick a
sandbag. Call four.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a game of spades.
All right, there we go. Four.
Back streets back. All right.
Back in black.
No,
that's what I said.
That's good.
That might be too easy.
Cause I'm back in the saddle again.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, Matt. They don't like it.
I just booed myself. I'm sorry, podcast world.
Oh, man. So many buttons, so little time.
All right. Clue.
Drink for the clue. We're not too drunk to drink. That's water.
Well, I'm taking
Ashley.
Don't
right.
give her a secret away.
Sorry.
Sorry, I forgot. Ashley's been drinking water this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't keep this secret anymore.
She doesn't want
to drink.
Full of vodka.
Topped the charts of the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 for one
you
week
Googled
before
all of this shit.
Being replaced by Nickelback's This Is How You Remind Me.
Oh, I definitely...
8 solid weeks on the charts. This album came out and dropped for... Come on, man.
You said
really wrote this,
you
wrote this off
me.
Wikipedia.
This week on the top 100 charts.
This is Casey had a heart down the middle.
Less
and a wife that
more
was 20 years younger.
I'm sorry.
This summer, Daryl bitches.
Go back to remind me. What
this spring, Rob gets hit by Daryl in the face.
What
sorry, Rob Schneider is the fist.
Maybe Rob likes it and Daryl doesn't know that.
Yeah, that's another movie. Alright.
What are we looking at in time frame?
Yeah.
Nickelback, you remind me.
Is that like
2001?
Yeah,
maybe?
Like early 2001, 2004? Did you look that up on Wikipedia?
Sure did.
Sure did, Daryl. We can't ask him questions.
And what was the word?
I feel like I'm so matter of
back.
Back.
So what was the word?
Back. Back to school.
Back.
Deftones song.
It replaced Nickelback.
Oh man.
God damn.
Oh yeah.
That
no,
had to be like a hit. They're gonna knock those dudes down.
Hitmaster, move fast.
We want to let you all know that we love Nickelback here at the Get Drunk With Us podcast.
Name this song, this week's edition, all Nickelback.
Hey, Rob, if I bought a piece of gum for a dollar and I give you $1.05, you would give me a...
nickel back?
Thank you. Thank you. No, back to the game, guys. Guys, I put my pants on one leg at a time, like all of you. Let's keep going.
That'll be the end of our...
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Clue number two, let's do it.
Two.
Cheers.
It was one of three songs that he has that start with the letter U. The titles
Usher.
Start with the letter U.
Usher.
They start.
Usher.
Okay.
They
I feel really strong about
these,
that.
Yeah.
This
title.
Four songs start with the letter U. Gave you Usher.
Yeah,
this,
like,
this title starts with the
Usher.
Letter
it's definitely
U.
Usher.
You feeling Usher?
Yes.
Do we want to do
back.
It?
You got me bad. You got me bad.
And I want
no,
you
no, no.
Bad.
You got me bad.
That's a different.
Usher. No, it's like you...
I keep seeing school's out for summer, but in my head it's school's back for summer, or back from summer.
It's definitely well,
no, it's school's out.
I know it is, but that's
school's
not what my brain says.
School's back. That would be the worst fucking...
All right, guys, we still have we have a Google to use, too.
And we have two more clues?
And we have...
Honestly,
no, it's true, we do have a Google map.
Super irrelevant at this point.
Matt, you got to get your buzzer down for the right moments. We do have...
Yeah, you can
yes.
Get me on that one.
Yes.
The other clues are super irrelevant at this point.
Why?
Because it's Usher.
Yeah.
Because you at least got that much. There's only...
Oh, wait. Is it actually Usher? Is
you
that
got
what
me
said?
Bad. It's, you got me bad.
You were so goddamn close to the actual name of the song.
You got me back?
Do you know the lyrics?
You got me...
No!
You back? You...
You got me bad.
You
got me bad.
You want me back?
You got me bad.
That's the one.
Oh, yes. All right.
You got it bad.
You got it bad.
Hang up the phone and you call
right
back.
That's four for Rab there. You got to drink up.
Hey, Rab.
I will drink.
All right, dear.
I need a new beer as well.
La, la, la.
Bob, just drink. Please, hand me up.
He needs another drink now. This podcast is going really good. Yeah.
All right. Lauren is awake. We're back to seven. Back up to seven,
seven
everybody.
Seven strong, everyone.
And then we're back
and
down to
six. All right, guys. Back to six. We tried.
Short-lived seven there.
All right.
So I get to pick who goes next.
You do.
All right. Does anyone have...
I think I've got one.
Okay.
Right,
you feeling good?
Chris.
Feeling frisky?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Cruz.
We just sing you songs to remind you that.
I just remembered how easily you guys called me. Okay. The word is down.
With the sick
going down, down, and burning in your sugar way, going down, swing it.
With the bullet. Where's that buzzer button at?
Hold on. So, everybody needs their own
so
little buddy.
So, what you're saying is.
Shut up, whatever. Everyone needs a buddy.
You're wrong.
Sometimes it's okay to have a buddy.
Get up, come on, get down
this
with the sick.
This friendship reminder is brought to you by Stamps. Stamps! Okay, how many clues we got? I'm sorry.
Down.
Four.
Yeah, okay.
What's that song?
That was
311.
We did that.
It's 311.
Down on that.
Oh, you already
first
did 311?
Well, we already said it, I think. Well, now
just
we
now,
did
we definitely
11.
Said it twice.
It's not
three
bad.
Times.
I don't think it's 3 times.
Okay, so no. According to Madison, no.
Because I'm the one asking the question.
All right. How many clues, I'm sorry, you want to do?
Four.
Four? All right, I'm down for a clue.
Yeah,
let's do this.
One.
Are
cheers.
You down for a clue?
Me too. Stop. I'm down with the sickness also.
Ooh-ah-ah-ah.
Ooh-ah-ah-ah. Ooh-ah-ah-ah.
Shoot that clue, sir.
Shoot it.
The guitarist was in two bands. The first band he was in later influenced the name of his second band.
Wait, was he in the guitarist in his first band?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We didn't say anything for like 10 seconds. That was long.
I'm down for another clue.
35 clues to vote on that.
Shit.
Yeah, all right, all right, now we'll
either you don't believe in us or yourself right now, so I'm down. Let's do it. I'm down to take that risk. Let's do it. Okay. Drinkies. Cheers, everybody.
The song was featured in a Guitar Hero game.
Oh, fuck. Because I played all of them.
Me too.
Meet me at expert level, dog, and then we can talk.
Or maybe Rock Band, one of the two. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a different song.
Let me check. I'll check
your shit. Oh,
man, that's a Google use or something. No.
Dude, that's art. We get two Googles because you're an asshole.
Yep. Yeah. Grad agrees.
The crowd's with us on this one there, Niels.
Rob, you are not the father. Ah, man.
Good.
That's right. I told you I didn't even. That wasn't my bitch. Come on now.
Okay, here you go. Hey, to make up for it,
yeah,
I will
fuck
tell
one
you.
Night, whatever. You gonna lay a baby on me? You gonna lay a baby on me?
That ain't
guys,
my baby.
All right. Because I misspoke, I'll tell you the song was featured in both series.
Oh shit! So it's Rock Band 1.
And wait,
it was in Guitar Hero and also. Rock
Band. Wow, two deals.
So
you got money coming from Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I'm sorry, that had
what
to be good.
What was the first one?
Big money.
The guitarist was in two bands. His first band's name influenced the name of his second band.
Okay, and then he was in both Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
The song
was
in both Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Bug. Well, think of like Guitar Center bands, because those were most of the ones that were in Guitar Hero, like Rush, fucking Alice Cooper. None of those work for the clue.
Those are the only two.
Those are the only
people. Only two people. And every time I die, that's it. No, they weren't in both.
Every time I die, they were in all
three. Loving me is wrong.
Alright, I have to drink and do another clue, I think, for
me. Let's get clue three.
Clue three?
Yeah, clue three.
Clue three is on one record. In order to achieve more realistic orgasm sounds, the singer had sex with a girl in the sound booth.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's hot.
That one actually speaks to me. I just can't.
I don't know.
The alcohol is strong with this one.
He had sex with a girl in the booth?
Yes.
On fucking Guitar Hero?
Well, not like on it. Like it's not a visual. You don't watch them fucking
not,
while you're trying to play.
That is something
Rock
the
band
did, wild. Not something in the song.
The crowd is just,
they are so confused.
They're all over the place today.
They think they hate us, but they don't. They don't. They're on our side. They start applauding because they think they know it. Nah, wait. Chris's clues because they're the worst.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So it's not Freebird.
Wait.
By Modest Mouse.
By Modest Mouse. Bird Free.
What is Dragon Force?
Show me Dragon Force. I still. Yeah,
four.
I want to do Google.
That was three.
Was that three?
It's
yeah.
Three.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're
let's do
our
Google, but we gotta drink five times.
If we don't Google,
what are we
now,
gonna
we
Google?
No, four
don't
times.
Have
is,
to
it, oh,
drink,
is it five clues?
I think you only have to drink three times. You have to drink this, the number of clues you're taking, right?
Yeah,
the
drink
Googles
is,
get progressively easier.
If you Google,
no matter how whatever clue amount you said, we have to drink.
Okay,
that's
so five.
Okay,
five,
so it'd
yeah.
be five drinks. I'm fine with that.
Welcome to our second podcast.
Wait.
Titled Figuring Out the Rules.
Yeah, dude, we're still there. Every episode, we're gonna be doing this. Hope you guys bear with us.
Bear with me is a great band. You should look them up on Facebook.
Look at you.
They booked us to a show and I was an asshole and had cancer.
Aw, dude.
And I'm sorry. I just still feel bad.
Dude.
But continue.
Dude.
Shut the fuck up.
So what are you using?
I don't know if we have enough Google right now.
You don't think so? Because
I don't know either.
But if we don't use it now, we don't get it.
Band that was in Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Band that was in both games.
Okay.
Because that's probably a decent list.
All right. Yeah. Are you guys cool with that? We're going to do a Google and we have to drink five. Let's drink our five.
Five.
I'll drink one.
I'll drink orange five too, I guess.
I'm taking 5 cents of water.
This is a good Google. I like this one.
I've been drinking all day.
Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
What was the word again?
The word is doubt.
Damn, that shit got weird.
Damn. I don't mind it. I don't mind if we do.
I got no bars.
Technical difficulties. Our dial-up is not
functioning. What year is this? I know it's a basement with the doors open.
Welcome to the future.
Do you guys know what 3G is? This doesn't count. If I can't open it, I gotta spit my five drinks back into my
I'll Google it. I got
everybody. Oh, you got bars?
I got complete
bars.
Everybody burp back up the beer they
fine. Did. Google the same thing. I type in band that was in Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Rock Band. It's the Rockefeller
Rockabilly
version of Rockabilly.
Rockabilly.
No, it's okay.
Band
this is gonna be nonsense because you're getting drunk with us.
Rock Band.
I just hope you're drunk enough to take the nonsense for what it's worth.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero.
That's how you say that word, right?
Yeah. Spelled it wrong so the internet works. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Autocorrect.
That's how you use the internet.
You gotta fuck with it. You gotta trick it.
Alright, so here's what we got on Google. Guitar Hero Live, Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. List of songs in Rock Band. There's no, like...
We're not entertained. Stamps.com.
That was the worst Google we could have done.
We're canceling our sponsorship. We're moving on to bigger and better things. This podcast is ridiculous. We're gonna get this band back together one way or the other.
Look
Nick, please come to our podcast!
Alright, I'm gonna click on list of songs in Rock Band and go through it. Is that alright?
We asked a question earlier, like when we were going over rules, like if we wanted to pull up a list and we could look at all the songs and get like a visual, but can we name them all out loud? I don't know. You don't have to technically give us.
I'll tell you what, let's set a timer for.
Somebody's gotta do it because the sound effect one's on my phone.
Let's set a timer for 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
You guys can all look through it or talk.
Main
about.
Set list, first Rock Band. You guys
ready?
Down with that?
Yeah,
I'm down. I'm gonna hit the timer.
I'm gonna wait for you to click on it before I click on the.
All right, ready? We're at zero. I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, boom.
Boom. Oh, fuck, there's a lot of words. Jet, Sweet, Soundgarden, Ramones, Hole, Smashing Pumpkins, Radiohead, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Fall Out Boy, Kiss. Blue Orchard Cup, Metallica, Faith No More, Molly Hatchet, Boston. I'm just looking.
15.
I'm too drunk to taste any of this chicken. Jesus.
Who's on both Rock Band and Guitar?
Who's on first?
Billy Corgan didn't fuck anybody. I can't even picture him shooting cum. So, just saying. Come on, man. Let him come after me. Adore was a great album. Anyway, talk shit. I love Smash.
What clue number was that?
Three.
And
amount.
You guys want four?
Might be four. I don't know.
It was definitely three.
Yeah.
It's definitely three because we couldn't have Googled it without.
Alright.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
That's the Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Okay.
Fourth clue is.
Wheel of.
They are credited with having one of the longest awaited records of all time.
Alright, so it's fucking Guns N' Roses. What was the word?
What was the word?
Poor Smashing Pumpkins.
Down.
Down.
It's fucking, Welcome to...
Take me down to the very... This is why this game rocks!
Take me down, that was fucking awesome.
Jeez.
Oh, my smokes.
The last clue was going to be the other half of the band's name is taken from the singer's name.
What orgasm sounds were we talking about?
I forget what the song was.
Oh,
I just
Guns N' Roses, right?
Yeah.
Ah, God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Axl Rose and L.A. Guns.
That was fucking awesome.
That was very nice.
Because you think about it, he says down. There's tons of shit we don't know, and then we just keep breaking it down a little bit more, and we got a little bit of lifeline shit, and then boom, we can figure it out. Love it.
I'm Googling the Axl Rose Sex in the Studio here for you.
Axl Rose Sex in the Studio. This is a live podcast.
Rocket Queen.
Exclusive.
Rocket Queen. That's right.
This was brought to you by Matt P.
Join us next week when we watch Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson bang on video.
And I didn't
came out a long time
I
ago.
It came out a few days ago.
Yeah.
I didn't say
came out
this
on Blu-ray.
Because
Rob
this is,
Schneider is.
Yeah, Rob Schneider is Tommy Lee Scott.
Here's part of the clue I didn't say because I didn't want to give Rob too much info because I know I've told him the story. But it's actually, the woman was actually their drummer's girlfriend.
Oh, God, Duffy? That fucking douchebag?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's awesome. That's even better.
I'm just...
Yo, Axel's in the booth fucking some chick right now. Doug's like, really, dude? That's fucking crazy. Can I see? No, no, you just still chill here for a second, man. Sounds awesome. Is that my wife?
Does anybody have one?
Happy wife, happy life.
Yo, can you think of one?
I think I got one.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Matt to sit down, see what happens.
Don't stare at me.
Put some music on or something, Matt. Let me get this together here.
Matt, you didn't hear that last piece. The girl that he had sex with was their drummer's girlfriend.
It was Tommy Lee's girlfriend?
No.
No, Duffy.
Molly Crew.
There's a snort. We got snort rules in effect. Two more snorts and we
totally
all have to drink.
It was totally a joke, though.
You guys have
what
friends that snort.
Snort rule in effect?
It's a snort rule
Fuck,
in effect.
I'm so sorry for y'all.
Drink up, fuckers. Drink up, fuckers.
Alright, I want to get something, like, really easy, but, like, not. Make it a little tough for you guys. Alright. The word is seed.
Is it bad?
And you're getting 4 clues.
Bad seed?
4 clues.
But by Sublime?
You guys just keep naming stuff. This is where Derek walks outside to pee. I'm going to give you guys 4 clues.
4 clues and some dead air. Sounds good.
Don't pee
too long. The word's still seed. I didn't forget that just yet.
Where's the pee music?
Who's that gonna eat with the cuss? Turn this off before we get sued. See, the phone can't put this on the internet.
If he doesn't say words that you can understand, it doesn't count.
If I help him say words that no one understands, does it also count?
Yeah, we play the instrument.
No, it's parody. It's parody.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that was a parody. Just
we get
throwing that
out there. Can't do shit about it. Do, 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 do.
All right, guys. Where we at?
Let's get a clue.
Yeah, let's do a clue.
Want to do a clue?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. Remember, the word is seed. The clue for all of you is... Their parents had a lot of money.
We're talking like...
Is it the Strokes?
Seed.
I feel like everybody in the Strokes' parents had a lot of money.
I feel like y'all know so much about so much that doesn't matter, and that's awesome.
I'm not proud of this.
You guys know what this is going to be, you're all going to like kick me out of the circle, but it came to me and I wanted to see how good...
It came to me in a dream.
So it is Good Charlotte, though.
Yeah, the nine. It is Good Charlotte.
So it is not.
I knew it was Good Charlotte. I knew it. I felt it.
Deep, deep inside.
Bluetooth.
Are we taking a fucking clue or what?
Bluetooth.
Jesus.
Bluetooth. Let's get it.
Yeah. Alright.
Drink it.
Three piece, and they were on the young side.
Handsome.
It's gotta be. I just have a feeling now.
I got a feeling that it's Hanson.
And it's a good night.
What's the word again?
The word is seed.
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 seed. Daryl wanted to spit his seed all over all three members of this band.
You want a seed all over three members?
You guys any dirty text messages? I was
going to say. Three-piece
liar.
Can you say that? Can you say that last clue again?
I can. I'll say both clues. Their parents had a lot of money. And
it's definitely Hanson.
And,
there are three-piece bands. And
they're three-piece.
Three-piece, and they're on the young side.
They're young. We all thought they were girls before they grew up.
Cool. Are you giving clues? That's awesome. I didn't know this was your word. Seed.
They were actually
seed
on
run.
A t-shirt, and it was real funny because it said Nirvana. It made me laugh real hard for a while.
All right, let's get another clue. We got four clues, right? This is
another
clue.
Yeah.
Let's get another clue.
Okay.
We probably should have used our Google.
We still have...
We
yeah.
got
more
one
chance.
More after this
Wait.
One.
Yeah.
No, we gotta use Google up to halfway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Rules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dro. All
right.
Ready? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Dro.
All three of the members are married.
Well, you
now.
To each other?
Now.
They're all brothers, and they're married to each other.
Reb Schneider.
Incestuous band town.
I'm not getting anything.
I mean,
no.
Seed with what we know is not helping me either. It
no.
sucks.
It's tough.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, right. yeah.
This is going to be such a fucking...
It's the last clue. You guys don't want to Google it?
You made such a brain buster. All right.
Well, part of the game for Daryl is having weird trivia. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Is he going to let us still use
y'all
Google?
Y'all want to do a Google?
I don't know. Is Daryl going
to
let you?
That's
up
to
Daryl.
This is
up
to Daryl's discretion.
We have to drink a little extra if Daryl lets us get this Google.
I don't
if
want
Daryl
to.
If Daryl lets us use this Google, we got to take twice as many drinks. So that's
cool. Hey. Oh, man.
That seems fair.
That's kind of hot, too. I kind of like that. My dick was this way, now it's this way.
You
the podcast was pointing to the left, now it moved over to the right.
Yeah, you got
to
describe direction.
I've got a raging clue right now.
Let's follow that clue.
Oh, let's follow that clue.
Got clue goo all right. All right, so am I giving another clue? Is that what you guys decided? Or do we want
you
guys
to allow us to?
Alright, I will let you search
double.
Google.
Alright, wait. Before I offer double drinks for our post halfway Google,
I'll give it all away at once.
How about you let us take five drinks for that Google rather than double drinks?
No. Double drinks.
Damn.
All right. I thought
double.
You meant we'd have to take double drinks.
W. You gotta drink for 8 seconds. You gotta drink for 8 seconds if you want
to
Google right
now.
I don't know. I'm saying let's drink for 8 seconds.
I could give you another clue and you guys could get it.
Let's make
it out,
a deal.
Or I can give you the Google and you gotta drink for 8 seconds.
The best part of the Google is you always end up drinking. It means that you're gonna drink more than the person giving the clues.
Very true.
Yeah.
I like that. Fuck it, let's Google it.
Let's Google it. Wait, hold
you
on.
Have to
Before
type
we
in.
Drink, we gotta think of a good, like, Google thing.
Yeah, and I have to approve it. Yeah, I said it.
Hanson Seed.
Yeah, there you go. You can just type in. You guys feel it's that.
Hanson
you can type
seed.
That in. I'm
Hanson
okay with that.
Dash Seed Lyrics.
We're searching Hanson Seed right now via
Hanson
Google.
Hanson Seed Lyrics. Are we going
and
that?
Google is sponsored by Stamps.com.
Stamps, we're back.
Stamps, we're still here.
I wish that shit would keep
Stamps
playing.
Mail a letter, faggot.
Hey, now, that might be a
The USPS is not dead.
Guys, sorry, I could say that. I'm into that
You're
kind of stuff. So,
that's like me saying...
If anyone's offended, my name on Grindr is Dick Blade, and just look for me there and tell me how...
That's like me saying I'm into donuts because I'm fat. That's stupid. Like, you can't do that.
I get it.
Smile like a donut.
Donuts begin with D, too, with the other word that I'm into. I get it.
Smile like a donut and close your eyes.
All right.
I can't say meaner, you can't say faggot.
Oh, come on.
I can't say meaner.
What am I looking
I can say it.
What am I looking up?
What?
I can say faggot. I'll say it again.
Teamwork!
I'm offended.
For everyone out there, Deb is Mexican. Getting dirty. After hours.
Is Hanson Seed Lyrics?
God damn it.
Hanson Seed Lyrics is totally fine.
Okay.
I'm cool with that.
Handsome?
He's just like laughing inside. You know, it's not even fucking handsome. It's something fucking else.
Matt's typing in handsome right now. So handsome, I bet.
Shut up! You can't make fun of me because I got fat thumbs.
You like donuts. And you like.
There's one.
And you like donuts. Anyway.
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. Umbop by Hanson.
What
was it, Umbop?
What are the words?
Seeds in it. Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose, dig a digger,
bap a dop. Yeah, I wouldn't remember any of those words.
Is it Hanson?
You learned the song.
That's because he just learned it with his band, Bear the Traveler, who you can listen to on the internet.
Put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Come on, man.
Umbop.
Can we ask if it's Hanson? Everybody's okay.
No, ask if it's Hanson. Here's our plan. Before we go for last clue, let's ask if it's Hanson.
I like that. Yeah, hear your plan. It's good.
So, what's your plan?
Go on.
Is it Hanson?
It is Hanson.
Is it
Umbop by Hanson?
It is Umbop by Hanson.
Yeah! Drink 5 cents. 5 cents. Shorts.
Wait, do we still have to drink for our Google, right?
We never drink.
Nope, you did it. 8 seconds.
Hold on a second. Let me give us some good drinking music.
Oh, God.
Everybody talk amongst yourselves.
So, now, could you believe the mall these days?
Yeah, not at all. It's like a zoo.
Closing like crazy.
It's like a zoo
out
there,
people are,
you know?
Still there.
You get to observe all these different walks of life all in the same place.
I get mad because, you know, the kiosks, they change always. I get really comfortable with people
you
there.
You want to find the scars that you saw 2 years
Thank
years
you.
Previous.
Thank
you.
And the guy with the helicopters that you buy.
Absolutely.
He's always there and so nice.
We're going to drink.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how long you can play a song before they sue you.
Also, you couldn't hear the words. It was a parody.
Yeah, it was a Weird Al Yankovic. The song's called Up.
Do you have enough?
Of what?
Party juice?
Party juice.
All right, so I lost.
It didn't matter, Michelin,
Matt picked it out.
You lost, but we drank a lot more than you did, so...
Yeah, dude, hey, the game's working.
You still lost.
I'm fucking drunk.
Who's
so.
The winner? Who's the winner?
Matt got it, right?
Brenner, chicken dinner.
Tinker stinker.
I don't even get
donuts!
Donuts, because I'm fat.
We all get it.
We all get it. He's overweight.
Damn, man, you're fine.
Matt,
you look
you
good.
Have a,
you look good for a fat dude.
Oh man,
it's so emotional.
You spoke.
I love you so much.
Right,
I can't
now.
Even.
You had a beard, but you shaved it. Now you got a fucking dick
wow.
mustache.
Show me
Dick
self-esteem hour for 500, Bob. Jeez.
You got one of those dick blade mustaches.
Dick blade stash.
Do you have a song yet?
Does it look like he does?
Game.
Does anyone have a song anymore?
We are recording.
I am like super positive. Chris and Daryl are the only ones with songs anymore.
Oh, I didn't think of a song.
You should probably get on that because I'm fucking tapped the fuck out.
You have like 3 pages.
I hate
notes.
Those pages now. Fuck those All right, songs.
I got one. Here's your word. Sun.
Black hole sun.
Carry on my wayward
son.
Is that how it goes?
Black hole sun. Won't you come? And why should we?
That's my vote.
Don't let the sun go down on me. No.
Sun?
The prodigal son return. Back once again.
Hey, we don't even know what sun it is.
Stop shaking your head to the song and look at us.
The prodigal son returns.
Shit.
Who is that?
How many clues?
It's a Cheryl Crow song.
Y'all get 3 clues.
I'm
three?
Social commentary.
The Cheryl Crow song. Something about having fun in the sun.
Having fun in the sun. Wanna tell everyone you are. Hey, Wendy. Sweet child of mine.
She covered that. Fuck you, Cheryl Crow. Okay, sorry.
All right, how many clues are there?
Three.
Let's get all right, a clue.
Well, yeah.
How many have we gotten so far?
Are we close?
Who did we get?
Hey, Matt, did we get it?
Who's close
did
to
we
beer?
Get a one?
I need beer.
Beer is either in there or...
There's
some thing in there.
Can you hand me a Reds, please?
Who needs a beer?
I need a beer.
Thank you.
All right. 3 clues, you said? Let's take our first one.
Yeah, do it.
Let's do it.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is my favorite song.
What's the first clue?
God damn it, what's the fucking clue?
This dude was allegedly murdered by his girlfriend.
Oh,
God damn it.
That's easy.
Fuck
is it?
Yeah, for me it is.
Unless...
Unless he's being a trickster.
That's what I'm thinking.
A tricksy first. Little hobbit over here.
He just said allegedly.
Kurt Cobain.
I mean,
but if we're thinking Nirvana, and the word is...
Son. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I know it.
No, you don't.
I believe in you.
You totally
and I believe
don't
in Matt
it.
At the same time.
It's not Nirvana because he's saying that.
I trusted you and then I felt hurt. So I was like, no, I trust Matt too. He's tricksing. He's tricksing right now.
Wow, dude, you're a poser. You stop fucking touching me. You talk to me.
Get a sub.
That's what happens when you control
sun.
How's that go?
Allegedly. Wait, O.J. Simpson?
He doesn't have an album.
Nah,
he's
on that
gun.
Oh, dude, come on. Too soon, man.
So isn't that a knife sound?
That's messed up, man. That's implying that he killed
him. You might,
love them
you might have a
you.
Song.
Stab you! Stab you!
You might have a song clue.
Should we do another clue?
Why are you just thinking I might have a sound clue?
No, he's trying to put the idea in your head, so you do it.
A song clue.
Yeah, is there a remix?
So you might have
you
a
weirdo?
Clue about the
remix
song
to ignition.
As opposed to the band.
I actually do have...
Okay.
A clue about
rolling that back.
To the title of the song.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go.
Okay. I'm going to drink to it because it's a clue.
Yeah.
I mean, is this counting as another clue, I guess we're going to use, guys?
I guess, yeah.
Because we can't have them just be, I mean, we can't.
Was that one of the
clues?
We got
to stick to the rules here.
It's the freaking weekend, baby. We're about to have us some fun.
Sipping
I mean,
Coke
it's
and rum.
Yeah,
clue.
Yeah, okay,
Rob.
Okay,
oh, yeah. The clue I'm about to give you is not necessarily the
shut
song clue.
Shut
right, I understand that.
Fuck you,
save
one more to you even fool.
They're over there in their own world.
Sorry, we were just discussing stuff.
All right, next clue. Not necessarily a clue about the title of the song or anything about it.
Yeah.
But the dude that wrote the song and plays and performs the song, he was noted as kind of inventing his own style of guitar playing.
Rage Against the Machine. People of the song.
Zach De La Roca is not dead.
He's not dead. Oh, he's dead?
No, he's not dead.
The first say that he was dead?
I thought...
Yeah,
is that the first clue
yeah,
is the
yeah,
singer's
it's
dead?
His girlfriend allegedly killed him.
That's how we all thought
yeah,
about
yeah,
it
for
yeah, a
while. Yeah,
come,
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on.
God, this is
my
on a podcast. I just said all that on a podcast.
Right
from.
Yeah.
The memory goes away.
Fuck.
Name guest.
Oh my God, Lauren's awake.
Two other ways.
And she's giving clues. She's helping.
Right,
1976.
What?
One time I was at the playground, and I was on the merry-go-round, it was fucking fun. Shut up, you guys.
Welcome back! ESPN News! Stamps! Stamps!
Alright,
I
need more.
This
is this the last one?
Yeah.
The
This is the last clue? Let's drink. Let's buy the clue.
Yeah, buy
the
clue.
Buy the clue.
Oh. Clinky clink.
Give me 2 seconds.
I don't know, man.
You get 10 seconds.
That's like up right now, so you should think of a number that's a little higher than 2 seconds.
He gets 10 seconds.
I gotta type all this stuff on my smartphone.
I'm scared.
What's up? I think we just called him on a bluff and he didn't want to admit it.
That's what I'm feeling.
What does it
you
mean?
Did not call me on a bluff. I'm just trying to make sure that my clue is actually fucking factual.
Mix master.
Okay.
Mix faster.
I'll give you that.
Because this one was totally like free balling. Alright, I got you.
Free balling. Love it.
This artist did a song for the soundtrack of Royal Tenenbaums.
Ooh.
And I'll even give you the scene. The dude.
Fuck.
When. Richie Tenenbaum kills himself is the song that plays. This isn't the song in question, but it is the artist in question.
It still doesn't help.
God, it's a good clue. That should be like the first
clue
or the second.
This is free bomb. That's
can't.
A badass clue.
Jeez. I love Royal Tenenbaum.
I didn't even look up anything. I just saw his picture.
Yeah, I haven't watched that movie in a minute.
Don't.
Alright, I'll give y'all a bonus, but you gotta drink for it.
Ooh, how much? Yeah. How much we talking?
Yeah, what's
just one sip.
Alright, woo!
Yeah. The name of the song in the Royal Tenenbaums is Needle in the Hay.
That doesn't help me either.
I
drank for that.
Yeah, no.
Put it back. I want it back. Put it back. Put it back.
Not fair.
I don't know. Are we out of clues?
Yeah, that was a bonus.
This summer, we all drink and Matt doesn't.
Well, we can at least ask if it's Nirvana.
It's totally
not. But it's totally not. It's absolutely 100% not Nirvana.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to make y'all ask that. It's totally not.
No, they wouldn't have a song in Royal Tenenbaums.
No. No, that's true.
I'm fucking perplexed on that.
Fucking up the track.
I concede.
I'll drink.
Go ahead.
I'll drink to Matt's glory.
Oh, but Dave Roll.
Can drunk. I play? I can play the first 10 seconds of
he
the song.
He wants us to get this so bad. Please, please, God.
Can I borrow somebody's phone for a second?
Mine gonna die.
Mine still has like 3G.
This baiting. All right. Kill him.
Before y'all give up, I'm gonna play the first 10 seconds of this song. Oh. I feel like we can do that without copyright infringement.
We've already played some music.
Look, we already did. It was all parody.
311 is
going to
play.
All of it was parody.
It's for educational purposes.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's a lot. We're giving people.
If 311 sues us, we made it.
Yeah, it will be huge. 311 sues 7 people who are just drinking and hanging out.
It's actually down by 311.
Royal Tenenbaums down by 311.
Yeah, during the suicide scene. God, we gotta stop supporting 311 right now. They're good.
Dude, one of the first albums I've
ever heard. They're fine without us.
There's a big clam bake at their show. Anyway. Huh?
Where's this?
I'm fucking working on it.
You said 2 seconds 10 minutes ago. Come on, man.
Right,
I'm
4 minutes. No, wait.
This is the 10 seconds y'all get.
I'm with Chumbawamba. I'm with that.
After the song.
We're all gonna drink and Matt won't.
It's Elliot Smith.
All right, you got the band. You get one guess at the song.
Okay.
Debs.
Bringing it in the clutch.
Where's that Jeopardy clock?
Fuck.
I don't know.
As soon as I pull this thing up, you get 60 seconds.
Shit. Got it. All right, let's see what we got. Just thinking.
Give us some lyrics, babe.
The lyrics?
She's doing it. She's rocking it out.
Does it say anything else?
Is that your final answer?
That's
all we got.
That's our final answer.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nope.
All right.
But... Which one is it?
It's Son of Sam.
God
by
damn it.
Elliot Smith.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting. Yeah, no. Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry.
No, you were closer.
You did better than any of us combined.
Yeah,
combined.
We were all sitting here stumped as shit.
That was awesome.
And he was a shining beacon of hope.
In the darkness.
Okay.
He was one of my favorite artists, so I should have known.
Oh, baby, it's all good.
Yeah.
Again, shining beacon
of
hope.
How much we drink?
4. I'll let Dad not even drink.
Let's just all do it together. I don't even
know.
Right. I apologize for how hard that was.
No, that was good. I kind of like it when you get it down to one person. I like that dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun to like watch
like
everybody else
like,
suffer.
Please.
Yeah, it's cool.
Can I borrow your phone quick, too? Double check
it.
Later.
It is a lot of fun.
You love it.
I love everything about it.
You love it. Don't search my internet history.
I suck your dick so good. You love it.
Pornhub.
All right.
It's just big butts.
The second half of this podcast is sponsored by Steak'ems. Steak'ems! Things aren't going so well, aren't they? All right, let's keep rocking out.
Steak'ems are dead. Let's buy Steak'ems.
Steak'ems, how's your life fucking going?
This podcast brought to you by Chris looking through my internet browser. Pornhub.
We'll be right back after Chris finds Matt's weird exotic porn.
Pornhub. Big butts coming to your life. Get drunk with this.
Name, 19-year-old amputees.
With his dead hair, you just sing 311.
Jesus Christ. I'm not that one.
I'm glad you at least heard what the fuck I said.
I'm not that weird. Like, you're not going to find amputees in my search history ever.
Dude, let's be honest. There's probably some amputee shit in there.
Maybe.
A little bit.
I've been lesbian
back like 2 years.
Right.
I was in a weird phase.
I think I got a word.
Oh,
man.
Shit. We're down.
Big. All right. Man.
Can I get a beer?
Big word. Big word. Big jump. Big word.
Big perp.
Huh?
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Come on.
Blah, blah, blah. All right. The word is ghost.
Erection.
Okay, well.
First, we're not doing mercy.
Ghostbusters.
What do you feel like to be a ghost?
My Chemical Romance.
Take it back Sunday.
Nope. Nope.
What do you feel like to be a ghost?
God, I got one after this. So.
I'm just kidding. You're alive and well in my head, obviously. Wrote the song.
Does someone have some fire for me? It's been a long trip.
I had one once.
Alright.
I was an adventurer once.
How many clues?
Taking back Sunday, right?
I said,
Biggie Smalls.
You lost a viral rose by the leaves.
Silverchair.
Like DMX.
That'd be.
Oh, I wish it was Silverchair.
That'd be
Man. I don't think that would get Silverchair.
Oh, that's it. Redman.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Silverchair. I think Silverchair.
Grave Diggers.
Stop. We're just being silly.
Isn't that.
How many clues?
Yeah.
I'll give you 3.
Lil Jon.
First clue, Lil
Jon. Eastside Boys.
Alright, they're from Portland, Oregon. They are
definitely Lil Jon,
a band. Uh-huh. From. They
still
started in the early 90s.
Still Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm. They were like really big in the alt rock scene.
Lil Jon, still.
Yeah.
In the early 90s. Yeah, in the 90s. They were always on the radio.
Okay.
Ooh, now I think it's Big Pimpin'.
I still think it's Lil Jon.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, be sure.
On the radio like fucking crazy. This
band
has to be,
from
this is
Portland,
go
Oregon.
This is gonna. This has to be me.
It
gotta
still sounds
this
like my chem.
Early 90s?
Yeah, Portland, Oregon. They're from New Jersey.
Okay.
That was 2000s era.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Drinking is fun.
How many clues are we getting? I'm sorry.
Three.
I can list Seattle bands for days. I don't know a handful of Portland bands.
I don't know bands from Portland. I was thinking like 90s bands. Like
90s bands.
The
90s.
Throw it on
the
pan.
It's not the Pixies.
Fruit of the Loom underwear. Could you believe how fucking expensive three pairs are? $16. Fuck you. All right, sorry. I'm going to drink.
Yeah,
I'm going to drink.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Tagless tease.
Cheers.
All right,
Ash, give us that clue.
All right, it wasn't this song, but they had a song on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack that came out in 1996.
Got it.
Ooh.
Garbage.
Oh.
I love
garbage.
That's all I'm
What's
thinking
the
about
word?
There, a big single.
Ghost.
Fuck.
Make some noises, boys.
I think I'm paranoid.
But it's not. Is it the I'm sorry, is it the song off Romeo and Juliet, or they had a song on it?
They
had
a song on it.
Okay, cool.
They had a song on it. On the soundtrack.
But it's not the song you're thinking
but
of right now.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
They could,
happy on the
Thank you. I need this.
The clear.
God damn it, that's not the sounds I need! Mix master, stop mixing! I guess it's better for everyone.
You need to pay more attention to lyrics.
Garbage wasn't around in early
90s.
I think like their first album came out in like 96 or something. So
garbage.
I don't think it was garbage. The Romeo and Juliet soundtrack was fucking awesome. I'm just trying to think of other shit.
Wait, let's Google it.
I know you're thinking of.
Can we Google that soundtrack?
Is that the one from the Romeo and Juliet song?
I said 3, so yeah, I guess you can Google it.
I think I'm paranoid.
Can we Google it?
Google it.
You want to Google it?
Fucking Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
I'm down. Garbage Romeo and Juliet soundtrack?
Yeah, yeah,
hey, hey.
No, just Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Just Romeo and Juliet soundtrack?
Keep trying to pop this camel. It doesn't have a menthol ball inside of it.
The struggle.
Romeo and Juliet, where guns are daggers.
Guns or Daggers.
This webpage is not available. Somebody help me.
That's our Google?
Somebody help me. Google's saying no.
Google said you fucked up. You're an idiot, Dream.
It's already too late.
Matt's playing music.
Romeo.
I can look it up.
And Juliet.
Julieta.
Soundtrack.
I think
it's
they call
just
her.
Not fucking opening.
It's Juliet.
Somebody try with service because it's not.
Yeah,
happening.
I got you. Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
But you only get 15 seconds
yep.
to list off
yeah,
the
okay.
bands.
Yep.
So
get the timer going.
Yeah, I'll time it.
All right, I'll get the timer up. I'm sure that will work without internet. Let's see. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. When you pull it up, Matt, let me know.
For some reason, my phone typed in Romeo and Juliet Law soundtrack. And it started talking about rape.
We'll be right back after this message from Steakums.
Steakums again.
Steakums.
Is McDonald's closed?
Throw it in the pan and eat some sadness.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Alright, so before I click on anything that lists bands, it says volume 33 and also volume 2.
No.
It's the one from 1996.
Yeah, it's the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, I know which fucking one it is, but...
If you're feeling sad, grab some Steakums.
Are you hungry?
And also want to cry yourself to sleep.
Are there no other options? Steakums!
Oh, we got to drink our Google.
Wash your Steakums down with Arby's. Arby's! Shit for days!
How many clues are you
getting? Shit for days.
Chipotle away.
You guys got two... Use two, you have three.
Okay.
He's trying to Google.
Yeah, let's get a drink for our Google.
We got a drink for our Google. Which is three sips, I believe, because there's three clues.
I got it, but I don't want to look at it until the timer starts.
Okay, timer is going in 1, 2, 3.
Out loud.
Garbage, Everclear, Gavin Friday, One Inch Punch, Desiree, Butthole Surfers, The Cardigans. Money.
Fuck!
No, is that it?
That's it.
Alright.
That's it.
It's not the cardigan.
Can we ask if any one of those was correct?
Can't ask
no.
I'm just asking if I
we
can
We could
ask
the band, and the only other one I could think of is,
what was the word?
It's either...
Ghost.
It's Butthole Surfers or the other one.
I'm still living with
Butthole Surfers have been around.
Ghost!
Only in dreaming of the West Coast!
Santa Monica! God damn it!
It's such a great album!
Oh my god! Oh my god,
that
scene is
awesome.
So good! That was great!
Good.
Excellent 90s jam!
Good
great.
Job!
That is
that's
so
good!
Oh my god!
I'm still living with your ghost!
Oh my god, awesome!
I like the switch up.
I clicked on the wrong one. I'm
this
sorry.
Just did. Bring it back to basics.
I've got one.
You got one?
I got one.
Let's
Chris's choice is brought to you by condoms. Condoms! Yeah, try this one. It's going to feel way better.
Good.
Your word is shoot.
Shoot. Clues?
Let's do... Yeah. I think I can pull four out.
Four out?
Shoots?
Shoot.
Shoot.
Shoes?
Shoot?
Shoes.
Shoes?
Shoes?
Let's
get
some shoes.
Shoot. I'm a god. Oh, let's get some fucking shoes. Uh-huh. Shoot. Shoots and Ladders. It's a game.
The board game.
It's a board
yes,
game.
Yes, the board game.
Yeah, it's not. That's not the game.
That's not what we're playing?
No.
It's oh, it's
game.
Not named that board
we're
game.
Songs. It was a good guess, though.
Oh,
that
fuck.
Board
hit
game.
It with your
we're playing
bear
that board game,
shoot.
Game. That would be
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Fuck.
I like the cut of
damn
your
it.
Shiz.
All right, let's do a clue.
Clue.
Give that clue. This song is from a band from New York City.
New York Dolls.
And what was the word again?
Yeah, what's the word again?
Shoot.
I
was kidding.
I was serious.
Oh, shoot.
I've been serious so many times.
Shoot through the door and you're to blame.
Shoot bat. I know that's not.
He's from New Jersey.
Shut up, Daryl.
I didn't say anything.
You're about to.
No.
Thanks, Bon Jovi fan police.
Shoot through the heart and you're to blame.
He's from New Jersey.
You give love a bad name.
Steakums.
Stamps.
Stamps.
I really.
I have no idea, so...
You said three clues?
Four.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, let's do another one.
16 clues, he said.
16 clues down the drain. All right, let's go.
Your second clue is, this song was once covered by Rob Zombie.
Damn.
No.
My clue.
Yeah, truth.
Rob Zombie. This Rab- summer, Rob Zombie is...
Stakens.
The untold story.
We talked to CEO Jeff Stakem
to tell us about his man's pop. Right.
Fuck.
I'm helping.
My idea was to get a piece of steak as thin as a paper and be able to grill it and put some ketchup on it and be happy as fuck. Stakems! I'm rich!
Alright,
it's 3 in the morning!
The ditches and sheep.
That's not a cover!
Their britches. What?
He does, that's his song. He covers
something.
He doesn't
say britches in that song.
He says it. He says shoot a lot, too. I got nothing.
I wonder if he covered it in White Zombie.
Oh, you want to be covered
said
in
that.
White Zombie?
Sorry. Thunder kiss it! 9-5-5!
19 shoot it!
19 shoot it! 5-5-5! Beep beep powder beep beep double double beep on the bit!
It's not that one.
Right. I'm sorry, those are actually the lyrics, so please don't sing it. I do not know, and I am okay to drink.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
let's get clue 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please.
This band has an incredibly popular line of apparel. I guarantee you guys see one of their shirts at least once a week.
Ooh.
That's fucking bold. I like this
shoot.
Clue. Shit.
The second clue, the first clue is New York? Yes.
New York.
What's the second clue?
Rob
Song.
Rob
Zombie.
Zombie
by Rob Zombie.
Covered by Rob Zombie.
Is it the fucking Ramones?
It's like Banshees.
They have a clothing
line?
Have
a clothing line.
Is it like a band shirt or their own clothing
band
line?
Shirt.
Band shirt.
It's the fucking Ramones.
Ramones?
I'm with you.
I know.
I'm going to say no. They're from New York.
Shoot.
Oh, shoot.
I shoot the sheriff. But I did not shoot the deputies.
Stakems.
Stakems.
Please don't sue us. I don't know.
Uggs! Yeah, your 12-year-old daughter needs these.
Are your feet cold?
I'm cool with asking the question unless you want to use our Google. What are you feeling?
That was our last clue.
Okay.
No, there's one more.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's good.
You want to type in Ramones,
Stakems,
see what happens?
Possibly nail it in.
Stakems, Ramones.
Type in Stakems and then Ramones, please.
All right, we going with the thing?
With the Google? Oh, wait, so it's 4 clues? You gotta drink for 4 seconds then. Right? If we're doing Google, is that how it works? Or am I?
That's right.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna do that first.
Yeah. Being lenient on the rules is great.
What?
Abusing yourself.
Right,
what,
so
rules?
What am I typing in to Google?
The Ramones.
Type in Ramones and.
Shoot.
Right. Yeah, I guess. What other clue? We could take
I'm
other stuff.
I'm gonna type in Ramones. Shoot.
Rob Zombie. Type in Ramones, Rob Zombie. Cover.
Yes.
Okay.
This is probably a giveaway, but I'm okay.
I mean, it's. I mean, I'm just saying, we don't have to do that one. It's all. Wait, Ashley, did you come up with this one?
We should,
it's up to you. If you feel that's too easy, we could do another one.
Did Rob Zombie do a cover of Blitzkrieg Bop?
I never heard it.
I don't know.
Shouting in the back now.
But you're
shoot him in the back now.
Fuck.
Kids are in the back now.
I'm going with Blitzkrieg Bop. Yeah, let's do it.
Blitzkrieg Bop.
Say it.
Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
Yep.
You got it.
Damn!
All right. Damn, that Google's a fucking lifesaver.
Google.
That's,
Google!
That Google's a fucking drunk.
They have sponsored by stamps.
The last clue was going to be that the band's had lots and lots of lineup changes, and all of the members have changed their name for the band.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, fuck. Dude, that was good. Hell yeah.
Nice.
And I think it's fair that the person, like, when we go, hey, we're gonna type this into Google, and you, and the person who picks, you can actually judge if that's cool. You're the one who picks and lets them know. So, but that was awesome. That worked
out
well.
Yeah. So Rob Zombie covered that on a Ramones tribute album.
Was it good? Was it cover sick? He did a good job. Yeah. What year was that, dude? That he did that?
I don't know. Matt, you wanna look that up? I have no
idea.
Matt,
you're on it right now.
It was not.
I'm already on it. Don't worry about it.
I want to say it was maybe the early 2000s that the tribute album came out. But I'm not positive. It's called We're a Happy Family. That's the name of the...
This dead air is sponsored by Paxil. Paxil! Were you depressed? I bet it didn't fucking help.
Yeah, that was good, dude. The t-shirt thing, that was a good clue, right?
Yeah, that was a fucking great clue. But Matt brought it home. I can hear Rob's piss. Do you guys hear it? You hear that stream? Go further away from the house!
So he's playing it right now.
It's got clips from Dracula and random Ramones.
Bitches and dance to the wind in the veins out of my head. We did not say Dracula. We didn't. Therefore, parody is shut the fuck up. You get to deal with it. Stake 'em.
Real life, or my life, I mean, you feel it?
No, did I give it a minute?
You have two? That's the question.
Alright, so, that's fucking awesome. You go, Rob.
I got a red one. You got a red one?
Yeah, just take it from me. I'm gonna say it.
Thank you, girl! You have a song, Matt?
Yeah.
If you want.
You good?
Huh?
Do you have a song, if you want? Or you need to pick somebody who does.
Shut the song off! Shut it off, we're so sued, dude! We are so fucked now, we're gonna edit that out! Damn it, Matt!
He's
so mad
at us. He's gotta budget his next Halloween movie. Come on.
This podcast is brought to you by Sleeping Lauren. It's a massage oil for the skin.
Sleeping Lauren. Sleeping Lauren. One of those days. Was that two snorts? That was a snort right there. I heard it. I heard that whole... It wasn't like a whole...
Was that not the third one?
No, that was the second.
All right.
I'm watching them.
I'm mad.
If you guys got friends that snort, it gets way better. All right. What do you got? Stamps.
Stamps. The word is steakums.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Doesn't Gwen Stefani spell that out in a song somewhere?
S. T-E-S-T-E-A-K.
All right, give me 1 second. I've got the song in my head. I just got to make sure
I can spell that.
Fucking remember the band name.
Come on, bro.
Fucking don't come on me, bro.
Whoa. Wow, dude.
Oh, I don't know.
You should be so fucking bold to say that. Do you want to come on you, bro?
Do you think you're worthy of this
Are you worthy of this? Come on you right now.
I mean, what?
Matt, if you're having to look up what you're going to do next, one of us can take over. It's really okay.
Okay, sweet. I got it.
You got it?
Yes.
All right, that word, baby.
The word is girl.
Fuck.
That's so fucked up.
Girl, you want a shot of B12? American Dad, Steve singing. I don't know his real name. That's it? All right, cool. Join us next week.
We'll eat a whole pound of steakums.
Girl.
How many clues?
Dude, Justin, they've all said girl.
I'll give
at
you
some
two
point.
Clues.
What? It's girl.
They better be fucking like.
I'll give you 4 clues.
That's like saying love and being like 1 clue. All right.
He went from 2 to 4 like it was nothing. He was like, yeah, oh, fuck
he
y'all.
Thought about
okay,
it. He thought about it.
What's the first one?
Yeah, drink.
Yeah, I gotta get the first one. Let's get drinking, baby. Yeah. Cheers.
Girl is way too broad. Jesus.
Boom. Go.
This band.
It's a band.
It's a band.
We got it.
I can't remember the name of the fucking movie, but it had the dude from Entourage and also Melissa Joan Hardy.
Oh, Drive Me Crazy.
They were the band in that movie.
Oh.
Give us more information
out of your brain,
please.
Who was in it?
Fuck! No, they weren't.
Was it not another team movie? Is that what you meant?
No.
That was completely wrong.
Right back at me, the shit out of Matt. Come on, man.
Matt was thinking of two songs at the same time. You were holding
your smartphone. The band in Drive Me Crazy was the Donnas. That is not who I was talking
about. Matt, take a sip out of that beer real quick.
Yeah, dude, just for wasting everybody in podcast land's time right
Little
now.
Little John, no, you guys drink too, though, for Matt.
Here we go. First clue. The lead singer of this band went on to later have a really good solo career. Oh,
Bieber.
Yeah? Well, let's talk some shit about Matt.
Justin Bieber. Okay, it's the same dude, right?
Yes.
All right, girls.
Time travel is possible.
What was the first one again?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Movie.
What
does
the movie clue got ruled out?
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Is that movie clue gone?
That first thing I said has nothing to do with this song.
So all we have right now is Girl. What was
you have Girl, and the lead singer of this band went on to have a wonderful solo career.
The Donnas.
You said it wasn't the Donnas.
It's the Donnas.
You said the Donnas.
Yeah, I did say the Donnas because I later realized after saying that.
Yeah, let's see the Pussycats. Let's do it.
I still think it's Little Job.
Originally,
it's so good. It's so good, so real. After she dropped the luggage, that was the rest of the band.
Alright, well, I think next one.
She takes in the butt.
Next clue.
I'm saying, that's what Howard Stern said.
Once. Clue two.
Clue two.
Yeah.
Final Frontier. Come on, Matt.
Is that Star Trek?
These are the voyages of Starship. Right.
We get it fucked up. And we see some shit we ain't never seen
before.
We're
in space. Let's go.
You ain't never been to space, have you?
Mm. I don't have that song yet. Give me a second.
Yeah, you gotta sing it out loud to us.
We got four clues, but we can't get any of them out of them.
This is... Dead
if this goes out much longer, right,
so,
Matt's bluffing.
Yeah.
Right, this is kind of
I don't
a double,
know if I trust anything coming out of his mouth now.
This is kind of a double clue solely for the fact of how I say it. But...
It might be not even a clue by the way you say it, so I don't know who now. I'm going 50-50 on this, we'll see.
During her solo career...
Oh, you said that so cocky, like I won't give you a clue. I'm still going with Rachel Lee.
During her solo career, she covered a wonderful 80s hit, and I feel like it might have been number one on Billboard. That could be a lie, but...
Your eyes were closed the whole time you said that while you were...
My eyes were closed.
Look me in the eyes!
I do not
look me in the eyes when you're fucking me, Matt!
Look me in the
dick when I'm talking. Don't look me
I'm over here!
I'm right here! Avert your eyes down.
So she's a chick.
She might have been on the Billboard charts.
It's definitely the Donna so far. Or the Cranberries. One of those two.
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. So no doubt.
Very, very good, strong solo career.
No
diggity.
Yeah,
Beyonce.
No.
What's the word?
Girl. Yeah, I don't fucking know what
girl.
Just a girl, no doubt.
Just a girl. I'm just a girl. In the world.
I'm just a girl.
Wait.
In the world.
I'm going with no doubt, just a girl.
I mean, I am too. For that's worth.
Yep.
Hold on, let me give you my response to that.
Wait, you text
what?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd have 3 G's, man.
Shoot everybody a text
me message
letter
in the podcast.
Using
stamps.
Fucking Rick and Morty in this.
He's gonna tell it. I don't always get a cue.
Yeah.
Y'all nailed it.
Hey, we nailed it.
Matt, did I make the Gwen Stefani joke after you said that word, or was that before?
No, we did bananas
remember.
A while ago.
We did shit bananas, yeah, but we were saying shit and steak em. Shit. And
shit
is still steak em.
While he was looking it up.
That's what made you. You stick
fuck. Damn it.
Excellent, that was great. Psychology's fun. Psychology is awesome. All right. Excellent. Beep, 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 beep. All right, welcome back. Let's see. I guess it's my turn now.
Yeah, all do right, it.
Let's do this up.
This is probably the last one.
Last one. All right.
Ooh, probably though, he said.
Ooh,
we're at 109. So.
109. Ooh, God, we are killing it. All right, this one's going great.
Make it spicy.
Spicy? You want some spice?
Heat it up.
Mm.
I don't mind if we do.
All right.
Throw it on the pan, dude. You know what it is.
Wow.
Stay
calm down. Shh.
Ah!
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
He's on, dog.
The pressure's on!
Alright.
Low and sleepy!
Long Rangers!
Stop yelling stuff out. I'm getting scared. We are going to go with the word
Ezekiel. Don't you dare use that.
Don't ask me to give you clues.
I don't actually have a song in mind.
No, because I didn't think we were gonna. That went really well for me, and I'm very happy. I just didn't have some. I got something now. It's coming to me. Wait.
A spark. An idea.
It's something.
It's gone.
It's there.
It's gone now. But it's back. It's coming back.
Spinal Tap.
It is Spinal Tap.
Got it.
Spinal drink. Tap. Oh my god.
Drink.
Corner.
Corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Three clues.
Baby.
Corner! Luda!
Corner.
Nobody puts Luda in the corner.
Damn it.
I need a clue.
Yeah,
all right. The dead air will let you know that everyone here needs a fucking clue. I need a beer as well.
This band was big in late 80s, all the way up to like early 2000, mid 2000. I'll even say a little bit more. Had music videos, songs on the radio.
Yeah, but what was the word though?
Corner.
Late 80s, early 2000s.
What?
Yeah, like 89, 88 to like 2000.
The Offspring.
Okay. There's still a band.
Shit ton of crazy grunge bands. He's a popular.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
That would have been the time between like Smash and...
And Smash Mouth.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Or not, no, it would, be, it would have been Splinter around that time.
Shrek is life. Shrek is love.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Don't even.
It's all ogre now.
Stop.
Whatever,
stop.
I showed that to you and you didn't even laugh. I was like, how are you not?
It is hilarious.
How are you not?
I apologize.
Laughing? It's fucking ridiculous. Whatever you do.
Alright, corner three clues.
Alright, two clues. Clue two.
Clue two? Clue two. Got it. Their band name, it's a band, is, It's a kind of sleep.
R.E.M.
Ooh.
All right.
That's me in the corner.
Is in my religion.
That's the final answer, whatever that is.
I mean, I'm waiting for music and stuff to
cue up. Yeah, no, okay, cue up the final answer music.
Do you guys feel set?
Who knows the name of that song?
Just waiting.
Losing my religion.
Losing my
religion.
Hold on. It's
just
coming.
Waiting. It's, I just want to
play. Oh, is it coming? Is it coming, Matt?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's coming.
Is that the final answer, though? Is that?
Oh, yeah. That's the final answer.
Yeah.
That's the final answer.
It's coming.
All right. I really need it. I need it.
God damn it, little dude.
That's the music. All right.
Well.
Your answer of R.E.M. as the band and the song "Losing My Religion" is
correct.
Great job.
Boom!
Yeah.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
Bam! Bam! Bam! Bam!
Bam! Because they're killing it. We drunk, but we still getting answers. What up?
Well, that's the end of episode 2.
Does it have to be?
Want to do one more? I mean,
somebody have one on deck.
Lightning round? If somebody has one around,
we can
do a
lightning
round. If somebody's ready with something.
God. Is this the song? I choose this song. How much of this song can we play before it's too fucked up?
Guys,
lightning
round or we're going to stop. We gotta think about our viewers.
Turn down for what?
Okay, it's a song that Time Machine Drive-By covered at a Valentine's Day show. And my hat just broke. That's probably why it was a fucking $1.50.
I think a band you know real well that you can just spit facts out about.
Boop, boop, boop. I think Lauren's got one. Oh, wait. No, she's still asleep.
Give her a second.
You sure?
Wait, hold on, everybody.
No.
All right.
Oh, she moved a slight. She did move a little bit. It is almost like she wanted to give us one, but okay. No, she
okay,
is done.
Yep,
all right,
done. No. Okay, six strong.
All right, I got it.
Mm.
Okay.
Ooh. We can do two more. Vash's got one. Two. Shit.
One is the word.
One.
The only thing is wood.
Metallica song, one.
Yeah.
One is the loneliest number. It's been one week since the
one, but we're not the same.
Yeah, you too. Ooh, I pulled that out of something. Sorry, guys.
No, it got put in your iPhone. That's
no,
why you know that song.
It's a little older, you too.
Good YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube was fucking awesome. Joshua Tree.
He's so good.
You motherfuckers.
Alright, so how many clues are we getting for lightning round?
Three. I've got a beer. Let's drink some beer. Cause we don't know shit. Yeah.
Give us that first clue! Cheers!
First clue. This song was featured on a soundtrack.
A soundtrack?
Movie or TV?
Ooh,
a movie soundtrack. And also the
TV
movie
show?
The movie was animated.
Animated.
Let's give it some Disney stuff. Toy Story. Randy Newman.
If it wasn't animated, it would be Bare Naked Ladies. But since it is, I don't know.
Roll two. Clue two.
Clue goo.
All over us.
I get a piece.
The guy that sang this song.
My pee is sponsored by Stamps.
Went on to be the second frontman of a very popular heavy metal band.
Second frontman?
Yes.
Five.
Ooh.
Two.
Man, I have no clue.
Yeah, no idea.
No clue.
What was the first clue?
Movie
animated.
Animated. Okay, clue three.
Yeah.
Yeah, drink for that already. You got an idea? You look like you got
thinking. I'm thinking, but.
You look like you got an idea.
You guys ready for clue three?
Yes.
Kinda, sorta. Yes.
You can say your thoughts out loud to help us.
I can't.
This guy also went by the name the Red Hot Rocker.
Jesus.
Oh, that was what I needed.
You know, I was thinking.
I was like,
so
what?
Damn.
I was like, there's a color hot rocker.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I knew it was something.
Now I know.
Now I know.
Got it. Got it, we're gonna drink.
Oh, you would walk away and pee and knock shit over right now, right?
My God.
Yeah,
y'all think about it for a second. I just gotta go pee.
I promise that us thinking about it is not gonna
help
us right now.
Who's Brad and why fuck him?
Who's Brad? Why are we having sex with him?
The shirt says fuck Brad on the back.
Well,
Bonus clue!
Bonus clue!
Oh, listen.
The animated movie I'm talking about has a lot of huge naked boobies.
The animated movie he's talking about has a lot of huge naked boobies in it. Heavy Metal 2000?
Is that animated?
Is that what it's called?
It was animated. Heavy Metal, like
is that
Kevin Eastman.
It was animated and there was a lot of boobies.
But if it's animated and it's Disney, it's obviously not going to have
boobies.
I'm just thinking. I'm just saying. I'm ruling out.
A lot of huge boobs. No, it's Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal, yeah.